else.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. It's the Tuesday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Last hour, we had Tom call in from London to sort of give us a rundown of some of the changes that have happened over in the British airports, because we've heard all kinds of stories about what's happened here in the United States with the ban on liquids and makeups being included in that, pretty much every bathroom item you can think of, all of these things they are no longer allowing on U.S. flights. In fact, the only liquid they're allowing on U.S. flights at this point is medication.
Right.
And even of that, they're only allowing a certain number of ounces.
Baby formula, breast milk.
Okay, baby formula.
Secretions, apparently, you can bring.
Secretions, medications, and that's about it. In fact, they're even preventing people from getting on with the stuff that, with the liquids they're buying in the airport after they've gone through security.
Doesn't make any sense. You think they could just put a stamp on one of those cans to say they've been tested. And by the way, if you can create things like hydrogen cyanide that if you brought a liquid on would kill everybody on the plane,
mm-hmm.
How difficult would it be to bring little bits of powder that you could then put into liquid that would react to the liquid and then kill everyone on the plane?
I can't imagine it would be that difficult. Not that I'm a chemist or anything, but...
Well, I've been shown, and I don't quite understand what I've seen, that this can be done already.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we know what it's like here in America. Tom was explaining to us what it's like over there in Britain, which it's worse. In fact, it seems like Britain has been moving down the road towards totalitarianism at a bit of a quicker pace than the United States has. And as a matter of fact, the United States government people are well aware of this. In fact, the Wall Street Journal is reporting on an article about how it is that our government, the United States government, would like to kind of catch up to the Brits.
Sure.
And we'll get to that. But first, we got to go to the phones and to the fun. To Paul in Delaware, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, I'm right with you guys. I don't know what you guys have been up to. I hope you're telling the truth over there. But
we're doing our best.
Yeah, well, appreciate it. But I wanted to talk about cult members today.
Okay.
And I wanted to comment also to what you were saying. All the terrorist attacks and all these phony things, if you notice, one thing that keeps on popping up is fear. Fear of bird flu, fear Al-Qaeda is going to get us, fear that Iraq is going to do this or Iran is going to do that.
Sure.
That is how they are motivating these sheep. It's like the sheep out in the pasture, and when some of the sheep aren't going in the right direction, they send the sheepdog out to throw some fear into the sheep, and then the other ones start to go in the other direction with the dumb ones. But this is what's going on. We need to get past our fear. All these things, I mean, we're talking about them, but, man, we just need to let everyone know this isn't even worth our time. We need to let the people putting this nonsense out know that, hey, we're not buying it. We understand what's going on. And so forth. But
well, it's amazing. We were talking about last night, Paul. There was an article that was done where they cataloged the different responses on the comments page at the New York Times and the BBC. Whenever they post an article, they can the readers can just write comments. And somebody took the time to go through 1,500 comments and categorize them based on certain criteria. And he actually found that only about 20% of the comments were from the sheep, those people that just sort of are taking the government message, spoon-fed to them. They believe everything the government says. A good chunk of them were people that said, what? I don't believe a word you're saying at this point. These restrictions are outrageous. I think there are a lot of people that are pretty outraged and angry at these restrictions. It's just that they don't know what to do about it, Paul.
I think we can, you know, for the first time in a long time, I heard an old man, I was in a hardware store, and he actually said, no, we are going to do something about it. Too many people, when they finally get around to admitting, yeah, there's a problem, it's like Dr. Phil. You can't change anything unless you admit it. Well, once they finally admit, yeah, we see the problem, when they admit that, then they always say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. It's too overwhelming. Get yourself educated and don't stop understanding. Understand your potential. Everything but creation itself has come out of the human imagination, and everything we've developed, thought up, It's all come out of our imagination. If we really want to, we will find a solution to this problem.
That's true. Absolutely right. Great positive message. And the important thing is to continue spreading the message of freedom and liberty, getting more people on our side, and eventually we might have a little critical mass going on. Paul, thanks for the call as always. 800-259-9231. And a great point, too.
I feel a little peppy.
Because he's right about that. All of the wealth that has been created in this world, all of the wonderful things and the services that we have, were created as a result of man's brain.
Yeah, the mind of man.
Combining our brain power with natural resources equals wealth.
Of course. He also said that everything but creation, so I'm sure you don't jump on that.
I ignored that part. 800-259-9231. So here you go. The Wall Street Journal reporting on how the United States government would like to be a little more powerful. Following the foiled United Kingdom bomb plot, the Bush administration is expected to use the terrorist threat to regain the upper hand in congressional debates and push for government action before the November elections. Republicans appear to be circling around a new strategy to advocate stronger counterterrorism laws and expand domestic surveillance while pushing back against civil libertarians. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff is emerging as the point man in the drive for tougher laws, yesterday noting Britain's ability to hold suspects without publicizing the charges. So what you're going to see here is essentially government officials in America saying, oh, man, it'd be so great to have the power that the British government does.
Hey, those English guys get to hold people without giving out charges and stuff. What? How come we can't do that?
That's essentially what they're saying. Appearing on ABC News' This Week, Chertoff said he'd like to see a renewed look at U.S. laws that could give authorities here the flexibility to detain suspects for longer periods of time.
Let's take a longer look at this tyranny thing. I think it could really work for our government.
Well, they want to not only detain suspects here for longer periods of time, noting that the British have the latitude. Hey, if they can do it over there, why should we chop heads off
in Pakistan? Why can't we do that?
Maybe that's next. Chertoff told Fox News Sunday, quote, "I think we should always review the law. Certainly the ability to be as nimble as possible with surveillance and their ability to hold people for a period of time gives them a legal advantage. We have to have a legal system to allow us to do that rather than punishing people after the fact."
God, what a sick man. What a sick man.
This dude is Nazi-esque.
Guys like that,
it's scary.
When I hear things like that, it makes me... you know, I believe in incrementalism, and it makes me think, man, the only thing you can do, the only thing that's going to solve that is a bloody revolution. I don't think it's true, but man, when I hear crap like that, it makes me hate that guy.
And listen to the way that he crafts his words.
Yeah, it's totally spun. Our surveillance needs to be more nimble.
Nimble. Yeah. Their ability to hold people for a period of time gives them a legal advantage. We have to have to. We haven't survived until this point. America hasn't made... Wait, yes, we... Okay, we have made it to this point, but now we have to have this.
This threat is new, it's different, and it's going to take us over. Mark my words, those Muslims will take over the world.
So, rather than punishing people after the fact, he's talking about more arrests on conspiracy charges, more arrests on the idea of, well, we know you're going to do something, Mark. You're under arrest because we know you're going to do something. In fact, we're going to hold you in detention until you admit to what you are going to do.
You know, and then what happens to my life while that occurs? I mean, you know...
Good luck paying the mortgage in jail.
Absolutely. In order to, be nimble and quick on their feet as far as terrorists go, they're going to have to be able to snatch people up. Some people are going to be innocent. They're not going to give them trials. They're not going to have to produce evidence like we, say that we have in America. So what's going to happen? I know that if I got locked up, I'd have a difficult time paying the mortgage inside of a couple of months. I'd have a difficult time, how do you keep a wife happy while you're in jail for 6 months, a year, 2 years, however long? Jose Padilla's been held without charges for 3 years now.
Probably more than that.
I would say when he gets out, he's just about starting all over. $0. Zero, maybe his mom still talks to him.
1-800-259-9231. Did you find out who your real friends are when you get thrown into prison? Especially a prison where no one knows where you are. 800-259-9231. So America wants to be more like Britain, wants to have more controls. more ability to surveil without any sort of warrants. We'll get into some more details on this on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ever thought you could be crippled by a crock pot or beaten with a bowling ball? Fact is, the extra items we carry in our cars could be deadly. So when I come back, I'll explain how cargo can kill you.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
A toolbox is designed to be a lifesaver, but unsecured in your vehicle, it can be deadly. To understand why loose cargo can become a lethal projectile during a crash, imagine cruising at the posted speed limit of 70 miles per hour. Then suddenly the car in front gets a blowout and you slam on the brakes. Your car may slow on command, but loose objects are hurled against your seats at the going speed of 70 miles per hour. Okay if they're stuffed animals, but golf clubs may cause more pain than a double bogey. And since car makers aren't required to test their seat backs against the force of an accident, you're the heavy in ensuring objects are tied down or stored in a net. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Do you think the government needs more power? Do they need more latitude to be able to put people in prison without charges, to detain them without even announcing what the charges are?
To be able to surveil more nimbly.
That's what they're talking about. We'll jump back into that here, but first you need to go to our website at freetalklive.com and get a chance, because we've got a lot of stuff there, and it's all totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies from around the world have sent us their photo, validated, which means that they're proving in the picture that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
These are real women, and they really listen to Free Talk Live.
Absolutely. And, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, for instance, if what we're talking about right now, with talking about this article from the Wall Street Journal announcing that Michael Chertoff from the Department of Homeland Security wants more power. He wants to be more like Great Britain, because Great Britain doesn't have the same checks and balances.
Sounds like he wants to be more like Caligula.
Great Britain doesn't have the same checks and balances that the United States does. And so this guy is out there on the news shows advocating that we just get rid of some of these checks and balances. After all, times have changed. So we need to be tougher. We need to have less freedom. So you can be secure, America. 800-259-9231, the differences, according to the Wall Street Journal, in how Britain and the U.S. approach counterterrorism strategies reflect a distinction between the two countries' legal systems and their definitions of civil liberties. British police and security agencies, for instance, have greater authority and latitude than their American counterparts to conduct domestic surveillance and detain terrorism suspects. In fact, Britain's newly revised terrorism laws permit the detention of suspects for 28 days without a charge, even. In the United States, suspects must be brought before a judge as soon as possible, which courts have interpreted to mean 48 hours.
Do you think that the average American could expect to have their job back if they've been held for 28 days on terrorist suspicion?
I think you're going to have a tough time after 48 hours. But yeah, 28 days? No, I mean, you're going to have... No, you're going to be replaced.
Chances are really good that your boss is going to say, whoa, terrorist suspicion? 28, you're going to be gone for a month? Yeah, I'm going to be looking for somebody else. They're just not going to want you around.
Nope. Because they had already hired another guy in your place, and it's certainly not right to fire him. I mean, he wasn't hired as necessarily being... he wasn't hired to necessarily replace you temporarily, because nobody knows what you've been charged with. They might not even know that you're being held by the government. In the case of Jose Padilla and some others, there have been people that have just been taken off the streets and have disappeared into government custody.
I've got a story right now sitting in my little show prep file here about some guys that they picked up for buying cell phones, and now they're like, oops, sorry about that. They made national news.
This article actually mentions that, and there's another story I have for later on if we get to it about a guy that was detained not for 48 hours, but for 5 years.
Oh my God!
So this article
without a charge?
That's right. This article claims that it's 48 hours, but we've seen evidence that that's just not the case. Not if they're labeled an enemy combatant. Maybe if they're a so-called citizen and they get picked up on, say, shooting a laser light into a helicopter like a couple of people have within the last year or two, mm-hmm. Then they'll be held for 48 hours. But if they label you an enemy combatant, they've already thrown all that other crap out the window. Nevertheless, the U.S. has been able to use existing laws to thwart what it said were terrorist plots in the making. During the weekend, 3 men from the Dallas area were arraigned on terrorism-related charges. That's about the cell phones, which we'll get into in a little bit. As the administration pressed for further changes, Congress has yet to take up legislation authorizing warrantless wiretapping, specifically a proposal by Arlen Specter working out the negotiations with the Bush administration. The measure could become a vehicle for any increased authority the administration might want, and for an election year debate that would highlight Republican efforts to fight terrorism. Recent polls show that while Americans are concerned that the U.S. government will go too far in monitoring the activities of potential terrorists and violate the privacy of average citizens, they're also supportive of legislation such as the Patriot Act. After all, who could oppose an act with the name Patriot in it? It must be patriotic.
Right.
I mean, how many of these Americans that are being polled actually know what the Patriot Act does? I mean, are they just being asked, do you support the Patriot Act for fighting terrorism? Why, yes. Yes, I do.
I'm not sure.
And on balance, have been inclined to embrace controversial anti-terrorist steps, such as telephone and financial surveillance, over civil liberties concerns. And then it just goes on to talk about how both the Republicans and the Democrats are hand-in-hand helping each other out to pass these new changes, because We just want to be more unfree in America, apparently.
Who cares whether the Republicans or the Democrats in Congress are getting along? I mean, how does that help me? It doesn't.
We're keeping you safe.
I don't want to be
America
kept safe by you.
America is safer now than it ever was, but we're not safe enough. We need more power, more latitude.
Safety's an illusion.
More wireless tapping. We need more tapping. We need more phone monitors. We need to check your houses, house-by-house search. Got to make sure you're not harboring any illegal terrorists. 800-259-9231 to the phones we go. Let's talk to Richard in Austin.
There you go.
Richard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes. I wanted to ask you about a gentleman named Walter Burian, who was interviewed several years ago, and he spoke on some funds that was being basically tucked away in a secret, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, slush fund that all the municipalities were using, extra taxes that were collected and invested in world markets. You know, it's part of the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial
Report.
Yeah,
we've heard about these CAFRs. They're these sort of extraneous budgets that governments have that nobody really knows about. They do exist.
Right. Well, Walter Burian, he tracked, I think he said he went to 8 different states, and he tracked about $16 trillion, and then he said he just gave up his search because he saw how deep it was, how extensive it went. But what I want to know is, why do you think that money hasn't been pursued? He said it's, you know, every dean of students has it, every major university gets every, what do you call those people? County tax collector has, you know, access.
When you say why hasn't it been pursued, what do you mean?
Like this guy, Leo Wanta, he's pursuing, you know, what he's been tasked to pursue as what the trustee of these funds that have been accosted or whatever. So why hasn't somebody pursued these, you know, to me, this is major income, major money.
You're saying why aren't more people talking about CAFRs? Is that what you're asking?
I'm saying both of them have major importance as far as the world economy and as far as the everyday taxpayer being built. So why haven't those monies been pursued? Leo Wanta,
I don't know. That's an excellent question. It'd be a good question for like a taxpayer advocacy group. I mean, essentially, these CAFRs are budgets that exist outside of a agency's budget. So they have like an extra budget where they've got extra tax money or whatever, and they're investing it and doing all sorts of other things with it. It's not their money. It's our money that they've taken, and now they're making more money off of, essentially. These things do exist. Why is it they're not talked about more? I don't understand. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's just money's boring to the American people. That might be what it is. People like death. They like destruction. They like excitement. I mean,
they like boobies.
They like boobies. You know, that's my hypothesis, and good luck getting more attention brought to it. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, when we talk about money on here, it's usually the Federal Reserve and inflation. And even then, we have to be careful.
We are very careful.
Right. We have to be very basic with it, because I know I get bored when money talk comes on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a money talk listener, but inflation and some of these other things are so important. We just have to make them communicable. We have to make them understandable. More's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. That's 800-259-9231. And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The archives await you. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show is right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. So go get it. It's totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this expansion of security, The American side of things is bitching and moaning because the Brits have more security than the Americans do. The Brits have more latitude, more leeway to detain people without charges and do all kinds of other unconstitutional, terrible things to their populace. And our administration is out there, and the United States administration is out there saying, well, we need more of this. We need more ability to wiretap. We need more ability to detain people without charges because we need to keep you safe, America. Aren't you ready to give up some more freedoms? Don't you want to be more like Great Britain? Wait a minute. Didn't we escape from Great Britain because we didn't want to be like them?
Why would we want that?
800-259-9231. The article actually mentioned the cell phone bust that went down over the weekend. You've got some details on that because we actually haven't talked about it yet.
Yeah, right here I've got from Capitol Hill Blue. It looks like it's under an AP copyright, so they must have taken their information from the Associated Press. The FBI Monday admitted to overreacted big time by arresting three Texas men simply because they purchased 1,000 cell phones. Turns out they weren't trying to blow up a bridge in Michigan. They resell disposable cell phones for a living. The FBI said it had no information to indicate that the three Texas men arrested with about 1,000 cell phones in their van and had any direct connection to any known terrorist groups. Also, a prosecutor in a separate Ohio case said he can't prove a terrorism link between two men arrested after buying large numbers of cell phones and will drop terrorism charges against them. In the Michigan case, authorities had increased patrols on a five-mile-long Mechanic Bridge after local prosecutors said investigators believed the men were targeting that span. local authorities.
Based on pure speculation, apparently.
Apparently. They don't say what they... You
it's
know,
the
why,
nearest bridge.
They don't say why they make mistakes. They just, you know, it looks like we made a mistake here. The local authorities didn't say what what they believe the men intended to do with the phones, most of which were prepaid track phones. But Caro's police chief noted that the cell phones can be untraceable and used as detonators. 1,000 detonators, apparently. I mean, if you need a detonator or 2 or 10...
Right, why would you want to bring attention to yourself by buying that many cell phones?
1,000 of them. Anyway.
Not that I'm a terrorist or anything, but just trying to think like one.
The FBI issued a news release Monday saying that there's no imminent threat to the bridge linking Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas. The release also said the FBI had no information indicating that the men... Here's their crime. The Palestinian-American men living in Texas had any direct links to any known terrorist groups or the alleged plot to bomb the transatlantic jetliners that was introduced to London last week.
So wait, their crime was being Palestinian living in Texas?
Pretty much.
Okay.
William Kowalski, assistant special agent in charge of the FBI's Detroit field office, said authorities believe concern about the bridge was connected to images of the Mekinac Bridge found in a digital camera belonging to the men. You know, I've got pictures of the Hoover Dam from my trip around the United States in a van that I took in 1998. You think they'll want to lock me up, too?
No, you're not brown enough. You're
okay. But I do have a divisive radio show.
So that's true.
I am a dangerous guy as far as these folks are
you
concerned.
You are a dangerous man.
Apparently.
You're an enemy of the state, Mark.
Kowalski said that there is nothing illegal about buying cell phones in bulk, but the profits from... apparently there is, because they lock you up for several days and national stories out about you. How easy do you think it's going to be for Abdullaham Othman, 21 of Dallas, and this other guy who's got just as crazy of a name to get jobs now? I mean, you know, if you go in there, you're the guy's picture I saw in the newspaper.
Well, it's probably going to be hard anyway. I mean, just because they are of that, because they look like they could be terrorists. I mean, they're already going against that bias. They all have similar names anyway. A lot of them have Muhammad as their name, and so, I mean, what's one Muhammad to another Muhammad as far as a job is concerned?
I don't know. But anyway, there's three guys' names here, but both of them are from Mesquite, Texas, according to the article. They were stopped Friday outside the Walmart store in Caro, about 80 miles north of Detroit.
Wait, were they buying the cell phones from Walmart?
They apparently bought them in several different places. Why? Because you can't get 1,000 cell phones in one place.
Huh.
Special ordering them doesn't work, so they buy them at Walmart. They resell them on eBay.
Wow.
It's a job.
It doesn't sound like there's much of a margin there.
Hey, you know.
I guess, though.
Whatever. That's what they're doing for a living. Some people shine shoes. Local prosecutors charged them with collecting or providing materials for terrorist acts and surveillance of a vulnerable target for terrorist purposes.
Surveillance of a vulnerable target? That's a crime?
That's what it said. The men told the magistrate Saturday that they were buying the phones for resale. Apparently the guy's wife, I'm not even going to try these fellas' names, the gentleman's wife told the Associated Press on Saturday she thought her husband and relatives were targeted because of their Arab descent. Well, she's
right. Damn right they were. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Wolfgang, listening on KCXL in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Wolfgang.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm not a terrorist, but I play one on TV, I tell you that.
Good to know. What's on your mind, sir?
You're talking about all these threats that are looming on the horizon. From what I know about military strategy, if these Islamic terrorists really were bent on our destruction, which I don't believe they are, the first step they would do would be to take out the air traffic control towers with 50 caliber rifles.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that difficult. It would be as easy as learning to fly a jumbo jetliner. I mean, you could train for using a 50 caliber rifle. That's one of the big sniper rifles, right?
That's right. And
you could train that in that. You know, you could train anywhere. You could train in Sudan. You could train in Pakistan. You could train anywhere with that rifle. You don't have to come to America and learn to fly a jumbo jet.
That's true. And then it's a 2-tier attack. Once you take out the air traffic control towers, the radar in particular, then you would broadcast false frequencies on the transmission of the pilot from the air to the ground.
You could do that, and I agree with you, Wolfgang. It's clear that nobody's really out to bomb anywhere in the United States, because if they had been out to bomb the United States, they could have done it several times. I mean, the incidences of terrorism overseas are on the rise. They're on the increase. If somebody wanted to do a terror attack here, it wouldn't be that hard. And they wouldn't have to take out all of the air traffic control towers or the radar or anything like that. They could just do land-based attacks. They could hijack some tanker trucks, gas tanker trucks, and run them into the side of buildings. I mean, they could do all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
That the government would never be able to predict. But yet it's not happening. Where's all the terrorism?
I'm just wondering why this administration is fixated on aircraft. They keep telling us that aircraft is a problem.
You know, it's something that it's already happened, so they can use the
right.
aircraft as this, you know, this it's scary.
Well, if nothing's happened on the ground, then instituting security on the ground can seem unreasonable. I mean, if all of a sudden tomorrow, Wolfgang, the federal government was to say, well, there's a threat of terror strikes on the streets, so we're going to start roadblocking, random roadblocks everywhere. They could get away with it, most likely, but it'd be more difficult for them. Whereas if there was already somebody who blew something up, like a car bomb, then they could use that as an example and say, oh, no, there's car bombs. Now we've got to lock down the streets with random roadblocks. And at that point, since it had actually happened, the American sheeple would say, oh, yeah,
right.
I'm fine with that.
Well, what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to sit here passively and let these guys roll over us like the Nazi Waffen SS just rolled into the neighborhoods and rounded people up? Or are we going to stand up to them?
I know what I'm going to do, Wolfgang. I've joined the Free State Project, as has Mark, and we're going to the Free State as soon as possible to join the Second American Nonviolent Revolution and to stand up against this tyranny.
Okay. I'm all for that. I think that Gandhi had a real good idea with nonviolent opposition.
In fact, there are a lot of people that take Gandhi as quite a role model over there in the Free State, and they've already begun civil disobedience and all kinds of interesting things.
I'm of the opinion where it's a little too soon for any kind of violent revolution. At this point, is all you do is be a pebble in the pond, and it really
wouldn't
do anything.
It would give them an excuse to crush you.
They would crush you. The media wouldn't would never get your story out. You'd never have the reason why you did something put out there.
That's why I specified it was a non-violent revolution going on in the Free State. So investigate Free StateProject.org to learn more about what we're talking about. Thanks for the call, Wolfgang. More on the way, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we get all kinds of great stuff, including archives, the bulletin board system, and more. It's all totally free. What do we ask in return? That you go and shop with us. We've got a partnership, an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer with over 30 different categories of products, all kinds of stuff. If you can think about it, they probably sell it at Amazon. What I want you to do is go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's how you should enter their site, through our portal. The reason why is because if you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy at that point, we get a percentage of. So it's a great way to get all your shopping done, have it delivered to your door, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time.
Right. It doesn't cost you any more. You can go check the regular Amazon site first before you buy.
Same
prices. Prices are the same.
Yep.
They just cut us a little bit for you coming through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Exactly right. So instead of keeping all the profits for themselves, they share a little with Free Talk Live. Again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. So I mentioned monetary policy earlier in the hour, and appropriately enough, you've got an email about it.
I do. From Gavin. I've been reading a lot about economics lately and thinking about what would happen if we ditched the Federal Reserve System and went back to money that represented a fixed amount of gold sitting in a vault somewhere.
Hmm.
Now, maybe I'm missing something, but I don't see how it could work, simply because our modern economy is creating wealth at a different rate than we're discovering gold. There are three possible scenarios under a gold standard. Number one, gold is discovered faster than all the stuff we create. More gold in the system means people will be willing to spend more of it for the same stuff. That's inflation.
Okay.
Sound accurate?
Yeah, sure.
So if they have more gold, they can create more dollars to, you know, have more gold.
They could.
Number two, we create more stuff. Houses, cars, computers, anything of lasting value, faster than gold is discovered. And it doesn't even have to be stuff. We could, you know, services and those kind of things. More stuff in the system is the same as less gold in the system and will result in deflation. We'll discover gold at exactly the same rate as we create stuff and have a nice, stable money system without excessive inflation or deflation. Possibility number one could happen, but I think it's the least likely scenario. For example, if somebody managed to figure out how a cheap way of extracting gold atoms from seawater, there would be the world's first trillionaire, and gold-backed currency would experience a huge drop in value.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I think that number two is the most likely. We're creating stuff faster and faster as technology marches on and we become more efficient. If our money system doesn't create money fast enough to keep up, then you will get deflation, the deflation death spiral. People start hoarding money instead of investing it because the gold under your mattress is worth more every day, and the more people hoard, the worse the problem becomes.
But wait a minute. I feel like there's something really wrong there. Let's look at this a little closer. Again, I'm not a monetary expert, so if you know more than I do, and you might, definitely call in on this. 800-259-9231. He's suggesting that in option number two, that the wealth continues to be created and the amount of gold essentially stays at the same rate, same levels, not increasing at the same speed as the wealth, as the new products and services. That's
correct. Right. There'll be more cars out there from which to buy, so cars will decrease in value. They'll become less and less every year.
Well, doesn't that mean that my money becomes worth? It becomes worth more essentially, since I can buy more with that money. It just makes my dollars more valuable. What's wrong with that? I don't understand.
Well,
what's wrong
with that.
He uses
the term hoarding for saving, and I don't think saving is necessarily terrible for the economy.
Certainly not. Not if you're saving. I mean, if you're saving under your mattress, then it's not going to do much for the economy. But most people save via banks, in which case then the money you're saving is actually being loaned out to other people to use for productive purposes. So there's nothing wrong with saving at all.
Absolutely. You know, and banks can offer, if people are in fact hoarding, then banks will be offering money at lower rates right. So that people can get more of it. Because at that point, it's, you know, they want, you know, they're going to want people to do that. I don't see how that's going to be a
problem. I don't think he's right about this. I don't think he's right about it. People aren't going to hoard. Their money's just going to become worth more, which means they don't have to spend as much to get the same value.
Right.
Meaning if they spend the same amount, they're getting more stuff. More services. That's a good thing.
Haven't computers been deflating over time? I mean, is there a death spiral, as he says, from computers deflating? I mean, I have.
Deflation
in the past.
Is a funny word to even attach to that.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't think it's accurate.
I don't think it's accurate. Then it's not accurate in the economy at all. Do you understand? Because I held on to my money for a period of time. I didn't go out and buy the newest, greatest computer. I wanted to see if they'd come down a little bit. You know, laptops would come down. And I held on to it for about 6 months.
Right.
So that's hoarding, as he referred to it. I don't think that hurts the economy. I mean, if people have money that they can spend.
Also, I'd like to jump back and look at the first scenario, which he said, admittedly, wouldn't be likely that gold would be mined faster than new wealth could be created. In that case, that would be an economic signal to the money suppliers in the marketplace that gold was becoming a less valuable commodity, right? So the people that are whose business it is to help all of us transact business, those who create the money, which in what we're talking about would be a free market. There would be competitors. There would be
right. Different
organizations.
We're not talking about
money.
A government gold standard
right. Bill.
We are talking.
Maybe that's what he's thinking.
Perhaps, but we're talking about value-backed currency. I specifically think that metal-backed currencies would be the first and most easiest thing for people to understand.
It'd be the
understand.
Easiest thing to go back to. It'd be a good starting point.
But it
would
could
that
very
be
well
where
be
we ended
bananas.
Up? Right. Well, it wouldn't be because they go rotten. But would that be where we ended up?
There's banana futures. You can trade banana futures right on the floor.
Okay.
Of the New York Futures Exchange, and you can so bananas could very well be the value that backed currency.
But follow me on this for a moment. So gold, all of a sudden, somebody figures out a way to just manufacture gold from thin air or from ocean water, like he suggested.
Yes.
Well, that's an economic signal that says, whoa, gold all of a sudden has a excess supply problem. We need to shift the monetary backing to something more stable, something that somebody just can't create in his back room somewhere.
Or,
and so the marketplace being it's very good at just shifting and changing and adapting.
Well, some people are going to still want that gold-backed currency because that's what they believe in.
Well, in which case, they'd be free to have it.
They would.
And it would continue essentially losing value at that point. So the marketplace would step in, and there would be a competitor that would jump on, or maybe an existing competitor would become more popular as a result of that.
Right.
So I don't think that's a problem either, really.
It could be precious gems, backed currency, or anything like that. Because then you'd have to extract, you know, 1-carat sapphires from ocean water, and you'd have a heck of a time doing that.
I think if government was administering the gold standard, then we'd have problems. Whenever government's got its hands in anything, we're going to have problems.
Right.
But having different competing monetary entities, I think, is the way to go. But does he have more?
Basically, he just says that he believes the fiat currencies make the most sense.
What?
Yeah, I'm not saying that our current system's perfect or great or even good, but... I do think that
our
current system
mediocrity.
Of competing fiat currencies dollar, euro, yen, etc. is better than the gold standard. Well, the problem is, Gavin, with our current system, yes, you could have deflation or inflation under gold, and yes, that could give the economy problem, but the problem is the inflation that we currently have is created by politicians taxing us in addition to the taxes we already pay. This is invisible tax.
The inflation we currently have, and again, we've already... I don't think it's right to label those things inflation or deflation because it doesn't have this. It wouldn't have the same effects in a free market economy, the gold, as regards to the gold standard. But when we're talking about inflation as we currently know it... what we're talking about there is someone flipping a switch on a printing press.
Mm-hmm.
That's what causes inflation with the fiat currency. Nobody has to go out and mine gold or discover a new technique to create gold or anything like that. No one has to do any work. They just flip the printing press on for a few extra hours.
Well, as he pointed out, he wasn't as concerned with inflation as he was with deflation.
I see.
That there being less and less gold for more and more capital.
And I think he's totally wrong about that. I think that just means your gold becomes worth more.
It does.
The existing savings you... And who wouldn't want that? Instead, it'd be the exact opposite. That'd be the best thing to happen, because it'd be the exact opposite of what we have today, where your money becomes worth less and less due to inflation, whereas if I had a certain amount of gold in the bank and it naturally became worth more simply because wealth was being created at a faster rate, I couldn't object to that.
You know, I'm going to spend some time researching it. This is the kind of thing that I really like. I dig this kind of stuff. So, and I'm a big proponent of metal-backed currency. So I'm going to think about it. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to read some articles and I'm going to talk to some people.
I don't think I'm as much of a proponent of metal-backed currency as I am a proponent of the free market handling currency.
Yeah.
I don't presume to know what the market would deem the best transactor, the best go-between, because that's what currency is. It's just a go-between to allow people who have different services and products to offer one another to do business. And before we had currency, if I was a guy that grew coconuts and you were a guy that made that bred cows, for instance, and you wanted coconuts but I didn't want cows, we had a problem.
Yeah.
Then somebody came up with the idea of a universal go-between for us to be able to transact business without necessarily having to transact cows for coconuts. You see what I mean? It makes things easier.
You need something to be able to do that. You need currency.
So I don't presume to say that gold is the way to go. I just know that gold, the gold standard, be a nice starting point to just get back to from the current crappy inflationary government system, fiat system that we have today. Where we go from there in another 10, 20, 50 years, that's up to the market to decide. 800-259.
It's the best one to decide.
1-800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. 5 years in detention. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
If you're...